As our cities expand into the sea, natural shorelines are being replaced by concrete seawalls, which take over our marine life's normal habitats. Now, researchers from Macquarie University and the Sydney Institute of Marine Science have found the colour of concrete can revitalise marine life along our foreshores. Melanie Bishop, professor at the School of Natural Sciences, Macquarie University, is a co-leader of the Living Seawalls Project and supervised the new colour panel research. Melanie joins us now on the Thursday Daily to chat everything about marine sea life on the shores. Melanie, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Derek.
Thanks so much for being here this morning. This is a topic I'm super interested in. So what has been happening along our shorelines with urbanisation, and why is that a worry in terms of our marine habitats?
Well, really ever since European settlement, we've been modifying our shorelines. And I guess this has been for a number of purposes. So reclamation of the foreshore, construction of seawalls to stabilise the land. And increasingly, I guess we're adding coastal protection structures to protect our land-based assets from rising sea levels and inundation from storm surge. And so while these structures have a really important human function in terms of protecting our properties, and some of them are built for recreation, to support ports and so forth, they come at the cost, and that cost is biodiversity. And so I guess if we think back to, 1788 and what perhaps the shorelines of Sydney Harbour would have been like then, would have been oyster reefs, it would have been mudflat, it would have been salt marsh. And what we've done is replace them with flat vertical walls.
And so with this sort of development of putting, concrete around in the settlement of any type of urban area, it's affecting how animals move around in the space. And your research is looking at marine animals responding to light and colour when choosing a place to settle. So what kind of research did you do to determine how animals like to set up shop around the shoreline?
Yeah, so I guess research in this area really started over 20 years ago, not only ourselves but others as well. And I guess people started to compare the biodiversity on these built structures, these seawalls, these revetments, these groins, as compared to what would have been there historically, but also natural rocky reefs, so rock platforms that, you might wander on at low tide where the lice in rock pools and the like, because those are actually the closest natural equivalents. And what they noticed was that there was a very different biodiversity on these marine constructions than on these natural surfaces, often characterised by more non-native species and different functions. And so I guess when you walk along a rock platform at low tide, you know that it's all the lice is not on the flat surface. It's actually in the rock pools, it's in the crevices,
that's right,
it's in the depressions. And so I guess people started thinking about, well, what is it about these built structures? And so, one of the obvious things is that they're flat, they're smooth. They don't have these protective spaces to protect marine life from environmental conditions, so the hot sun at low tide, drying out at low tide, but also fishes and birds that might come in and eat these things that grow on surfaces. So that was one of the things. And then I guess the other thing people started thinking about was the material type, that it's actually really different. And so, our natural shorelines are either, plants or reef-building animals, or they are rock. And rock in Sydney is sandstone, and it has yellows, it has reds, it might have greens where there's kind of, biofilm growing into it. But when we look at seawalls and built structures, they tend to be white, black, grey. And so they're actually very different in material type and colour as well. And so I guess, we've started to think about, well, how does this material type actually shape how animals and plants kind of detect the surface and whether they choose to actually live there or not?
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. The animals are going to like the colours that they like, and if we sort of bring that to them, they'll be more inclined to go and populate the area. So what colours really make a difference? And, do different colours work in different places for different marine life? Can we be best friends with, small shrimp if we wear yellow? Like, what colours are really popping for these marine creatures?
So in our initial trials, we compared three colours to the kind of whitey grey of standard concrete. And so those three colours were a red, a yellow, and a, I say red, yellow, and green. I'm not talking about really, you know, vibrant colours, but kind of dull shades of those. And so the way we selected those colours is we actually measured the colours of natural shorelines and natural Sydney sandstone. And so those were some of the dominant hues in that. And so we put these little panels that were coloured with oxides in different ways onto built structures, and we looked at what marine life colonised and started to grow over a period of a year. And so what we found was that the red panels were particularly distinctive. In particular, they got a lot more green seaweed on them, less brown seaweed, probably because the green seaweed was taking up all the space. And barnacles as well tended to settle and grow in greater numbers on the red panels.
Right.
And so what we did is we actually looked at, we caged some of the panels and we left some of the panels open to predators, because I guess the way in which colour might influence marine life is in a number of different ways. So it might be that the marine life chooses to attach and grow to particular colours, or it might be that they're more visible to predators on different surfaces. And so they grow everywhere, but, you know, they're more likely to be eaten on certain backgrounds. And so with this, we excluded predators, and we found that actually it didn't matter if predators were there or not. Red was still the really different one. And so that suggests that it's these animals and plants actually, you know, growing and being attracted to the red.
This is fascinating stuff. The Living Seawalls project, with this sort of information you've discovered about, you know, colours and animals, will this be used in sort of future construction around shorelines in our urban cities, in the harbours, all around, anywhere you can find water? Will we be able to see a bit more of a colourful shoreline construction happening in the future?
So through our Living Seawalls program, we've been trying to rethink the way that we actually construct in the ocean. So, I mean, we have a massive problem already in that 50% of our shoreline of Sydney Harbour is already built structure, but also globally we're projecting over 30% increase in the number of structures in the next 10 years because of sea level rise and the need for increasing numbers of structures, also offshore wind, all kinds of structures in the ocean. And so... yeah, I guess what we're hoping is that more and more what we're going to see is people that are co-designing these structures, not only for people but nature and as well. And so that might include nooks and crannies and little protective spaces that are built into these structures, but also colouring them in a way that is actually making them more receptive to marine life too. And so concrete, it's actually surprisingly simple to do. And so concrete, we can very easily colour through adding oxides.
It's very exciting. I'm all looking forward to a more colourful shoreline, especially if it brings fishes and little underwater creepy crawlies out to enjoy the shore along with us. Melanie, that is all the time we've got today on the show. But thank you so much for dropping by to tell us all about the Living Shorelines project and what we might be able to see coming up in the near future of a bit more colourful shoreline. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Melanie Bishop, professor at the School of Natural Sciences at Macquarie University and a co-leader of the Living Seawalls project, adding a splash of colour for our harbour marine life.